From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this Friday edition of the Living Truth program. And this week we've been studying a question that maybe some of you have never thought of until this particular week of broadcasts. And that is this: should we celebrate Christmas? Should Christmas be celebrated by biblically minded, fundamental, Bible-believing Christians? And of course, I began the series last Monday by talking about the fact that down through the years, there have been many people, many Christians, the Puritans and the Quakers, for instance, who really stayed away from celebrating the birth of Christ because they said, we don't really know when Jesus Christ was born. We don't know the date. And so because they did not know the date, they said, well, we should not celebrate Christmas. Well, that is something that can be debated. We don't know the date. But remember, as I brought out, I think every day this week, the word Christmas itself means Christ's service of worship. In essence, and I want you to listen to this careful, in a very careful way. Listen carefully. Every day should be Christmas in the heart of the Christian. Did you hear that? Every day, not just December the 25th when we celebrate it, but every day should be Christmas in the heart of the Christian. Why? Well, again, the word Christmas means Christ's service of worship, and every day we should be worshiping Jesus Christ. And I think that when it comes to the incarnation of Christ, then we should truly celebrate Christmas. We should truly praise the Lord. Now, throughout the course of this week, and if you did not get to hear all of the programs, in fact, if you did even hear all of the programs, I would encourage you to get in contact with us here at the Way of Truth Ministries, and we will be happy to send you a CD of this entire week and even give you the notes and the outlines. And at the end of the broadcast, Jim O'Brien will be back with our contact information. But throughout the course of this week, we noted that from the biblical perspective, because Christmas really means to celebrate and worship Jesus Christ, it's important that we do everything that we can not to get involved in the secular holiday, as it were, with all of the worldly activities that dishonor God, but rather we should truly focus on the Lord and honor and glorify Him. On Tuesday, we talked about the pattern for us to follow, and we looked at Luke chapter 2 and Matthew chapter 2. And in those two passages of Scripture, we noted that the angels and the shepherds and the magi all worshiped the Lord at the birth of Jesus Christ. On Wednesday, we noted the process to conduct, and that is we studied Luke chapter 2, verses 14 and 20. We studied Matthew chapter 2, verse 11, and studied that as Christians during the Christmas season, we should give God praise and glory, we should worship Christ, and we should even give gifts unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Yesterday, we looked at a proclamation to declare. And that is, during this time of the year, the Christmas season, we should proclaim to the world around us who Jesus Christ is, that Jesus Christ is the eternal God, and that Jesus Christ is the only Savior of the world. We took that pattern, as it were, from Luke chapter 2 and verse 17, where it's talking about what the shepherds did, where it says, and when they had seen it, that is, when they saw the Lord Jesus Christ there in the manger, it says they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. They told everybody about the child that they saw, the babe that they saw, who he was. They emphasized that he was the Savior of the world. And that leads us to a practice to adopt. When it comes down to it, what should we as Christians do during the Christmas season as it relates to celebrating Christmas? Let me give you two facts to consider, and I want you to think about these very seriously, beloved. Number one, Christians should determine to reject secular performances during this time of the year. Get it down. I'm convinced of this. I'm convicted of it, that when we understand that this time of the year is the time and when we should be worshiping and thanking and praising and exalting and glorifying God for what he's done for us through Jesus Christ, that we should then therefore reject secular performances, because secular things that take place around the world take Jesus out of Christmas. Even the abbreviation, Xmas, have you ever seen that? What does that do? It takes Jesus Christ right out of it. Christ should be the center of everything that we do during the Christmas season, not secular activities. Just stop to think of it. Stop to think of it. And I don't want to meddle here, but I'm going to meddle anyway, I suppose. And I just trust that it'll get you to think a little bit. How many times do we as Christians attend parties during the Christmas season where Christ is not central or even mentioned? How many times during the Christmas season do we get involved with symbolisms that are unbiblical, like Santa Claus and reindeer that fly through the sky and all of the elves? Think about that. How many times do we as Christians even go along with the expression, "Happy Holidays"? And I realize that this time of the year you've got Thanksgiving, you've got Christmas, and you've got New Year's, but many people are saying Happy Holidays because they don't want to say Merry Christmas. That is a secular thing. I mean, we could just go on and on and on. And just to go back to Santa Claus, I think that Christians really need to stay away from that, because Santa Claus is put up as a god during this time of the year. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Do you understand that it's God who sees us when we're sleeping? It's God who knows when we are awake. And so that very song itself puts Santa Claus on the level of being God. The fact of the matter is, if we are going to celebrate Christmas, we must reject the secular performances. Let's not get involved with that which takes Jesus Christ out of the center of the season. Years ago, somebody coined the phrase, and it's true, that Jesus is the reason for the season. Well, not only should Christians determine to reject secular performances this time of the year, but Christians should also determine to respect spiritual performances. In other words, let's gather together where Jesus Christ is central. Let's attend church activities, and when we do, let's make certain that Jesus Christ is the center focus of it. As we do, let's make certain that as we celebrate Christmas, that we design and prepare personal activities that will honor Jesus Christ. Let us not get involved with anything during this time of the year that puts Jesus Christ out of the picture. And truly, as I brought out yesterday, this time of the year, the Christmas season, is a great time to be a soul winner, because there are many people who do not realize that Jesus Christ is God. There are many people who do not realize that Jesus Christ is the only Savior of the world, and this is a great time to tell them. Beloved, Christmas is not really a holiday for the world to celebrate, because the world is not of Jesus Christ. But Christmas is truly a holiday for Christians to celebrate because of who Christ is, of what Christ did for us on the cross, and what Christ has provided for us through his redemptive work, through his death, burial, and resurrection. So during the Christmas season, not just this Christmas season, but in the future Christmas seasons, if we live and if the Lord tarries his coming, that is the rapture. As believers, let's order our lives to promote, to worship, and to serve Jesus Christ in every aspect of our lives so as to present to those around us the real meaning of Christmas. I brought out a point yesterday, and I don't know if you remember it or not. You might not have even been listening to the program, but I mentioned yesterday that since the word Christmas basically means Christ's service of worship, every day should be Christmas for the Christian, because every day we should serve and worship Jesus Christ. But let me ask you a question. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? You know, a lot of gifts are given and received during this time of the year. But the most significant gift is the gift of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. The Bible says that we've all sinned and have come short to the glory of God, and that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Have you received the ultimate gift of the forgiveness of sins and salvation through faith in Jesus Christ? That's what this season is really all about. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, I would encourage you to call upon his name, ask him to save you, and he will. And if you do that, contact us here at the Way of Truth Ministries. We will send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. But in every season of the year, every day of the year, let's be Christ-centered as Christians in all that we do. Thank you for joining us this week. Now go to church on Sunday, and the Lord willing, Monday, we'll be back with another series from the Word of God on the living truth. Until then, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.